Hey kids, the program you're about to listen to contains some adult situations, adult language, themes, and other adult topics. If you're easily offended, this show's not for you. Hey you crazy motherfuckers, welcome back to another edition of Crazy Truth About Swinging. I'm your host with the most and slightly hacking up Cole, and I'm here with the lovely, lovely non-hacking up Miss Amanda.
Hey.
And we're here to tantalate and titillate, talk about all kinds of cool shit, because that's what we do. So Miss Amanda's going to do lots of the talking tonight, because otherwise I'm going to do lots of the hacking, whatever, and, you know, some good shit like that. So we got all kinds of cool shit to talk about. This is an exciting fucking show. This show is all about Exotica that we just got back from, which is why I'm sick. And this show is going to kick ass, so we got all kinds of cool shit to talk about. A whole new realm that Kazbank is going into, and it's going to be badass and kick-ass and kick-assery and debauchery and whatever. So during the show, you will hear me blow my nose. That's pretty sexy and hot. Just imagine, someday if I was really super famous, I could sell those boogers. Until then, I'll just save them in the corner.
Nasty.
Anyways, for those of you following at home, for those of you following at home, this is season 6, episode 266. We actually missed a week of doing a show.
We did.
I feel like complete shit about that. We did not do a show on the road like we were going to do. Fuck that all up.
Well, okay.
And, you know.
How? If you do a show on the road, you're really not using all your good equipment. You're using phones because that's...
Wait a minute. We have such quality equipment.
You'd have to plug half this shit in, most of this shit.
We just had to have our kid come in to fix the fucking shit because I almost broke it because I was ready to throw it through the window. I don't think we... Let's not even lie about say quality equipment or any quality of anything would be the reason we didn't do it.
Standard
we were
equipment.
Tired as fuck. Let's just call it what it is. We were tired.
What was it? Tuesday night, we were driving.
What time
did we stop in Nashville?
We were behind. We didn't get to Nashville until it was like...
Like 9 or some
9:30
shit.
9:30 or 10. It was later than... We were about 2 hours later than what we thought we were going to be.
Because we're like, oh, if we stop at 7, then we can... Right. Hurry up and get in a hotel and record.
Because it was we had dreams of grandeur. Our schedule was off. We didn't make it happen. It's okay. Then we put it off till the next night. Well, then the next night, our day got totally jacked up, which we'll talk about in a little bit. And so that day, we didn't get stopped till way fucking late, like 2. And then once we got to Exotica, we were busy doing Exotica stuff, and it just didn't work out.
Yeah.
So that's the reason why. But that's okay. We're back on schedule now, and that's all that matters. Quick shout-out to our sponsors, because we love those folks, because they pay our bills, some of them. Some of the bills, that is. ASNLifestyleMagazine.com. You know what? 3 million readers, can't be wrong. Check them out today. If you want to know what's going on in the adult world as well as the lifestyle, ASN Lifestyle Magazine. SmokinMeatsBBQTreats.com. It's that time of year. Nothing's better than having your meat rubbed so it tastes better. That's right. And make sure you visit a swinging company run by swingers, owned by swingers, but for the vanilla world as well. SmokinMeatsBBQTreats.com. And everybody likes to fuck, sure do. But nobody likes to sleep in the sloppy wet spot. Sure don't. You don't have to anymore with NoMoreWetSpots.com. Make sure you put Full Swap in the promo code and get your 10% discount. Okay, so we're going to dive right into this. This was our very first Exotica, and this was super exciting. I'm going to start right off the bat. Huge shout out to our good buddy Michael Ramos, who got us hooked up with VIP passes,
yes.
Got us in with his press passes, the whole nine yards. And I'm just going to say that the people who know this is, I want a shout out to the family, because we're part of the family now, which is huge.
We really became part of the family. I think.
Well, they gave
they
shit.
Love
we
us.
Proved we weren't idiots, and so they're like, okay, well, you weren't dickheads, so you're in. But that these folks, the family took two newbies and just like took us in and made sure everything was cool and it was awesome. It was a lot of fun. So we got to meet a lot of people that we knew, had talked to, but never met in person, and that are part of the family. Casey and Lorenzo, that'd be Casey Carter. Obviously,
super cool.
Oh, just fucking! Look, the number of people that we met and we got to talked with and hang out with was through the roof. Super, just beyond badass, right? Mm-hmm. So we got to meet Mickey Lynn and her husband Joe. And got to hang out with them. We got to hang out with, you have to tell me as I go through, because Colin said, you're going to do some of the talking,
really?
Too.
Okay, Victoria Peaks and her husband, Izzy.
Izzy, yep, absolutely.
Bad Pup Ash.
Yep. Bad Pup Ash. Ashley Sparks.
Ashley Sparks.
Her husband. Mm-hmm. We got to hang
Stephanie.
Dr. Stephanie from Evolve Your Intimacy. Of course, Mr. Ramos himself. Mm-hmm. We also, and Sean.
Oh, yeah.
Sean Elliott. And not to mention all the people then in turn they introduced us to. Out there, there was a ton of people that they introduced us to.
See that person over there? They're so-and-so. Yeah. See that person over there? They're so-and-so.
And making us, you know, so we got to meet all these really badass people. And it was so cool. And they're just as excited as we are about going back in November. So we will be at Exotica in November in New Jersey as well.
Mickey, Lynn, and Joe's son, Laszlo.
Laszlo, yep, that's right. Yep.
Absolutely. I'm like, we're missing somebody.
Yep. Well, and people would come and different members mm-hmm. of the family were coming and going at all times and stuff. So it was really, really fucking cool. So
yeah, it was.
It was just, it's really, really, so, all right, let's try to present this in somewhat of an organized manner. It would be completely fucking impossible for me because I don't do anything organized.
Wait, so, what? Cult organized?
So Thursday night, well, we took a couple days to get down there. All right, we took our time, our own sweet time to get down to Miami, which worked out good.
We weren't in a hurry.
We wanted to
take our time. We get a focal point of where we're going, and then we take our time getting there, and we want to hit. I like to hit all the obscure shit.
Well, I do too. I don't like to hit that shit. Well, no, I just like to power through everything.
Sometimes you do.
but it was like a working vacation because we have tons of Casba shit that we had to talk about, and in the car gives us time to do that.
Yeah,
but we got to see some cool shit. We stopped in Metropolis. It's not Gotham City, but it's okay. We got the 40-foot statue of Superman,
and then there was like a Superman museum and stuff.
Yeah, we stopped in Metropolis. Oh. We ate at a little off the road dive.
Now this is how I have to explain it. Cole's like, you know, I'd really like barbecue. And yeah. I'm like, well, yes. Let's find a place for barbecue. So we're driving through Illinois.
Yes.
And there's these huge billboards. Was it Uncle Joe's?
It was Uncle Joe.
Uncle Joe Barbecue. And it's like this exit. And we're like, sweet. There we go. There's your call. Let's go.
Yep.
We find the exit. We get off the exit. There's
and I made, another. I cracked the fucking joke. Watch there be a bunch of fucking, look like a trailer with smokers out front. And sure as, plastic, I said there'll be plastic furniture out front.
Okay.
And sure
but
as
But there
fuck,
was a big sign.
Yes.
And we're like, ooh, it's right here. And we turn and it's just this lot. With this little beauty shack.
And a little plastic deck furniture. Basically, Uncle Joe spent more fucking time on his fucking signs than he did on his restaurant.
And it was 5 o'clock and it wasn't open.
Now, I want to put this sub note in here because this is really important. Through our travels, which we traveled through the states of Missouri.
Well, Nebraska. Yeah. Did we get hit some Iowa? A little bit of Iowa. Okay, Missouri. Illinois.
Indiana.
Indiana, Kentucky, Tennessee, Georgia, and Florida.
And Florida. In all these states, the one fucking food Cole never ate, got to have at any point in time, was barbecue. Just throwing that out there. So hopefully for the next trip, we'll get barbecue. But anyways, that's all right. So, we
just kind of sat there and went, are you shitting
me? I'm just like, wow. But we ended up finding a little restaurant.
So I'm like, well, here, go into town. Well, there wasn't a town.
There was.
So I'm like, well, turn this way. Okay. And then I'm like, you know what? Just follow the maps and just get us back to the damn interstate.
We had a choice of two. We had a choice of two restaurants that were right across the street from each other. One had just a whole bunch of cars. One didn't. We went to the one without very many cars. Because
that is not what attracted
because
you.
Because the sign said, world famous white pie. Now, I don't know what world-famous white pie is at this point in time, but I'm like, I saw pie, and I went, well, you know, okay. And God's honest truth, it was a marshmallow fluff pie.
Well, I wouldn't say marshmallow fluff. It had a marshmallow flavor. It was a pudding custardy type pie, but it was really good.
All that matters is we had a piece. Look, we're taking in the sights of and the culture of the surrounding area.
Now, at
we
work,
saw
I'm like,
Superman.
They had,
we had a piece of the world-famous pie.
But their menu...
Yeah.
They had two entrees.
Yeah. There wasn't
they
a lot
had,
of choices.
Like, four sandwiches.
Mm-hmm. You were going to save room for fucking pie regardless. No, and, we, and we did, and it was well worth it. And we got on the road. We kept traveling. Day two.
No, we always stopped in Nashville.
And we stopped in Nashville. The plan was we were staying the night in Nashville. We were going to get up, and we were going to see some cool things tonight. We were going to go to Grand Ole Opry. Mm-hmm. We not necessarily
and right
go
across
in places.
From the Opry Resort was Dukes of Hazzard Museum.
Right.
There was something else next to it, I don't remember.
The goal was just to see them and keep moving, because we were still just going, keep moving. We found out to find the road in front of the Grand Ole Opry, we never found that. But what we did find was in the parking lot that our brakes needed to be replaced in Nashville.
Well, we didn't know that at the time.
No, we just all of a sudden started hearing grinding sounds. So we found discount brakes. If you're ever in Nashville, Tennessee, go see our good friends at Discount Brakes. Mm-hmm. It was a great job. They did a great service. It only took 2.5 hours out of our day, which would not, you know, they were busy, so they got us in. Par for the fucking course. So the plan was to leave Nashville by like 10. We left Nashville like 2. So we were a little behind. So
At this point, it was like, no, let's just get on the road. Let's go to Chattanooga, because there was things I wanted to see in Chattanooga.
Right. We had to go see the Jack Daniels. We had to go
see the
Jack
Daniels.
Well,
we stopped in Lynchburg.
Yeah. We weren't going to miss that. Little Miss fucking drunk girl wasn't going to miss Jack Daniels.
Well, I wanted to see the distillery.
Yes, I did.
Now, we ended up looking through the little town and walking around the little town. It was a cute little town.
Yes, it was.
Little did we know that's the only place where they sell the merchandise, because they don't have it at the actual distillery.
No, which is fine. We don't need any shirts. No, we funded these motherfuckers more than enough with our drinking habits. We're good.
So we didn't.
No, but it was cute. That was really cool.
It was very pretty. Beautiful.
Beautiful. But again, just taking our time. Just having, taking our time and getting a lot of shit ready and talking about a lot of shit for company stuff. And talking about getting ready. Because here's the thing. We went down to Exotica because obviously we've talked about the whole thing going into porn and doing porn. And that becoming a part of Casbah and what we do. And the reality of it is that people go, well, it's just like swinging. No, it's not. No, it's not just like swinging. There's a lot of similarities, but it's not just like swinging. And so there's emotions and feelings and things that, you know, just like swinging, you got to talk about and have an understanding what you're stepping into. It's different. And so it was a great time to make sure that we were on the same page and we were 100%, you know, we could have easily just went down and just not got involved in any of that aspect of it. But we were able to be on the same page, and that was really cool. So, you know.
We hit Atlanta at midnight.
Yep.
That's a good time to hit Atlanta.
Yep. There was one stop outside of Atlanta that was the highest viewpoint.
No, that was in Chattanooga.
In Chattanooga, and they had no place to park. It was the highest neighborhood, apparently, in Chattanooga, whatever. But we were laughing about it. We had fun. We were laughing about it.
I don't think you, like, you were laughing at the drive.
I wasn't laughing. I wasn't laughing at my brand new brakes fucking smoking because of going down the fucking mountain. It was not fun. But, you know, hey, other than that. So, you know, little things. But we get into Miami. God, we love the Midwest. We get into Miami.
Oh, shit.
Miami wasn't bad.
It was hot and
the
humid.
People were very nice in Miami. We had no negative experience. It's just.
No.
When you're not from that big of a city, it's you know.
Overwhelming.
I'm in our culture shock there. It's a little bit. It's a different world. But it was still. The excitement builds because you're giddy. Because you're getting ready to do this brand new. This brand new adventure, right? So, we get checked in, and we had to go over and get. You had to get tested because you have to be a performer, and every show is different. But theirs was you had to be tested no more than three days before the event, and so it's kind of cool. I've already had people asking me today about the testing, and
so we had to find our way around Miami.
We had to find our way around. We got checked in, and we had to find our way around Miami.
Except. The maps decided to take me to Northwest, whatever street.
And so then we're walking into random buildings. This is where the STD testing is? It was awesome. But that's all right.
We went into the forensic part.
Yeah, and they're like, no, that's the other side now. But so the testing itself, so a little bit different, right? So the testing, because they have, if you want to do this kind of stuff, they have adult entertainment testing. So they have their own set of tests.
They take a blood draw. Obviously.
Right.
They did a throat swab. They wanted you to catch urine. And then you had to do a butt swab.
An anal swab. Yep.
And that was new.
That.
It's kind of weird, but...
Now, so the importance of this and the where this all applies in the logic of everything is, they basically, they have pools of talent, right? So they have the A pool, which is the clean pool, which are people that are tested. If you're not tested, most of the people will not shoot with you.
And you had, like, on my phone, if you didn't go to the same place, you had a QR code that another person can scan, and it automatically brought up your test results.
And vice versa. And that was, we were told, the family had told us, you know, if someone approached you, to make sure you ask them if they're testing to see results. But you heard it. You heard them talking. People were exchanging QR results, QR codes, to make sure that each other was tested. We actually, a couple of people that were, well, the puppy had a scheduled scene, and the other person that was supposed to be in the scene tested dirty, mm-hmm. and that canceled it. So there is, you know, so like I didn't get tested. Yeah. And in turn, if there would have been, I wouldn't have been, even just, this is taken very, very seriously. They don't, I wasn't going to get to play with anybody. You know, there's other swingers, right, including her, because I wasn't tested. So if you're not tested, you're not gonna play. And as they kept reiterating to us, if someone is like, oh, don't worry about it, that's a big red flag. Mm-hmm. And it was funny. We talked about, everybody knew we were from the swinger world. So they talked about, a lot of people started in the swinger world, and one of their biggest concerns is because swingers don't test as diligently as the adult performers do, and that's a huge thing. And so a lot of them don't swing anymore because of that very reason. Mm-hmm. But your test results had a date; they're good till
the 27th, I think.
Till the 27th, unless you play with somebody that's not been tested.
Right.
At which point in time, then that voids it. So, but we had to get that done. We had to make sure that was done because that was on Thursday, so that you would have the results the next day.
Mm-hmm.
That Friday morning is when they would have those for you.
Yep.
So that was a big part of it. So get all that found out and get just kind of checked in and just figure it out. And Thursday night was...
Well, back up a little bit, because okay. We were all going to go Thursday night to Hooters.
Mm-hmm.
So Amanda throws on a pair of jeans and a shirt and say, let's go to Hooters.
Right. That was pretty tall.
So then they decided to, the hotel, they were having a meet and greet in the bar.
The meet and greet in the bar was for vendors and performers, is what the meet and greet was for.
So Amanda was way under fucking dressed.
But you weren't. No one, it was not like anybody, there was all different levels. The one thing that was interesting is you could really see the cam girls kind of stayed in an area. The old guard of porn kind of was in an area. It was, I don't want to say clicky, but it was, there were definite groups.
Mm-hmm.
Now, being with the people we were, they fucking knew.
Everybody.
And they were introducing us to everybody. So, and it was really cool. Now, a good way to get cold, not to drink. Two drinks are $40. So, the next day.
And we're talking. The little cocktail.
They were strong, but they weren't strong enough. So the next day, we did make a trip to Walmart and then to the liquor store to get booze because we weren't going to repeat that.
6 miles, 30 minutes to drive.
But it was worth it because it was still cheaper.
Don't dare. Well, they in Florida, they can't sell hard alcohol in Walmart.
Right.
We found that out. Not by the employees because none of them, you know, you can understand them.
Right.
The one poor girl you went up to, she didn't understand English.
She didn't, and she came, and that
and
was...
And she went and got somebody else.
She got me somebody else. It was interesting, because, nothing's the same. Even the specials they run and all kinds,
checkouts.
Yeah, it was totally different. So,
they have less checkouts and 20 people deep waiting.
Yeah, it was insane. Everything. My patience, hard to believe, I know, my patience might have been tested. But... it was cool. You're meeting people and you're seeing people that I see on Twitter all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I follow on Twitter and whatever. And so it's like, oh my God, I know that girl. I know that, you know, I've seen them, whatever. So Friday, the show hours didn't start till Friday till 6 o'clock, I think.
Yeah.
Is what it was. And
At night.
So it gave time to, you know, we really got to start meeting more people. And it was really Thursday because we had to get heat gear for our kid. But the thing was is that it was interesting because the amount of, and we were told tons of content gets shot. Mm-hmm. And it does. And you're watching, you're hearing people, you're just kind of overhearing and people going, well, yeah, I'll be back. We got to go. We've got a photo shooter. We've got this shooter, that shooter, or scene to do. And it was really interesting because people are partying, people are having a good time, but they're working, mm-hmm. like, all the time. So, like, when we were, for a while, hanging out in Mickey Lynn's room, you know, they had all their cameras and stuff and lights up and because they were doing different pictures and different shoots and all kinds of stuff. And it was just the amount of electricity that had to be used in that hotel for lights and cameras and stuff was insane. It was really very cool. It was awesome. So did we shoot as much? Did you make as much content as you thought you would? No. But I think there was a lot of that was so that there was no pressure, which was, again, I think that's a lot to do with the people we were with. No pressure. There was a learning curve and just letting us absorb everything. Now that we have an idea of what the hell's going on.
Yeah, no shit.
And now that we have an idea of what's going on, and we were able to spend time with people that you're going to be working with, mm-hmm. you know, pretty, basically you've kind of got a production company, you kind of got an agent now, you kind of got some things like that in place so that in November we're going to be able to do way more of the actual shooting and actual content. Plus, we have a whole kinds of shit that we've learned and figured out. I have to tell you, I don't want to jump ahead. I kind of do. It doesn't have to be. Like, any of my shit's ever organized. It is really fucking, it is cool and it is unique, the difference between porn sex and sex, because there's a huge difference, right? So Saturday night, late. I mean, it didn't start till 1.
2.
Oh, 2? Yeah, 2 something. Like that. It was late. But you were working with Sean and Izzy was filming and doing that part. And setting up.
So in the midst of a blowjob, he's moving my foot to one side. And I'm right. like going. I was going to say. Keep going.
The concept, okay, this is what we're going to do. We're going to have you do this, this, this. We'll get those pictures. Then we'll stop. Then we'll cut. And then when you see the reality part of it that mm-hmm. goes with it, that it's not just. You have a new respect for performers. Mm-hmm. Because it's not just, you know, when you're swinging, you hook up with somebody, you just hook up, you fuck. But just this like
that. It's all about the production of it.
Yeah, it's all about the production. Okay, now stop. Now, and yeah, I was good. When he reached over and just moved your foot, just.
He grabbed me by my big toe.
Moved. So like, his hand wasn't in the shot and moved you so he could get a better camera angle. Mm-hmm. On Friday. You were doing some work, and you didn't even notice when one of the people running cameras laid down on the bed.
Yeah, I didn't even notice he was there.
Yeah, laid down on the bed next so that they could get the better shot. Mm-hmm. And you can see why some people think they can do it and can't. Mm-hmm. And that's something that's really cool. And the learning part of that alone is awesome. I mean, I think I learned more. We were laughing. We were talking about when you did the fan shoot here. Mm-hmm. My concern was being in the way. Mm-hmm. That's not how that works.
No.
The shot is what's most important. Is to get the right shot and the right views, and that's pretty cool. But what was funny was how, like, on Friday you didn't even notice. You know, an adult male laying on the bed next to you while you're sucking dick. You know, because you were working, basically, which is pretty fucking cool. So, what?
Nothing.
Remember, I was going to have you do more of the talking. You're still not doing the fucking talking. Why is that?
Because you have more to say.
Of course, or something like that. Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick halftime. I'm going to throw these
is
in right now.
Is it halftime already?
Not quite, but I'm going to throw these in before I forget. Hey, don't forget, if you want a great sex toy, you want a name brand that you can know and trust, and a machine that will work every time for you, MotorBunny.com. Get an original or one of their brand new bucks. Also, safety should always be your number one concern. And don't leave your safety up to anyone else. My Cup condom makes sure that you don't become a statistic and get roofied, or someone you know or love get roofied at a bar or an event today. MyCupCondom.com/discount/Casma10 to get your discount on My Cup condom. If you have a bar, restaurant, or other establishment that you would like to be able to offer these, let us know. We can hook you up with that as well. All right, back to the cool shit. Okay, so booths. So it was interesting, Exotica, the ferrets at the vendor part of it itself.
Yeah.
Right, so there's shit going on the stages.
It was busy. It was almost overwhelming.
And again, it's not the biggest show.
Amanda was way overdressed the first time, I learned, on Friday.
Right. What did you wear Friday? I don't remember.
Friday I had on my red shirt and leggings.
Right. Sexy leggings. You look sexy.
But I was way overdressed because everybody was in lingerie and other items of see-through clothing and
bongs, lots of asses. Man,
so I felt way overdressed, so I learned my lesson for Saturday. Make sure that I was dressed more appropriately.
But you were also, there was a comfort zone. You were working into a comfort zone.
Yeah. Probably.
You would not have been comfortable Friday walking down wearing.
No, because I would make sure that everybody else was wearing it too.
Right. So yeah, there was a comfort zone thing there that you were worried about a little bit. But there they had the Chatterbait girls were there. Loyal fans had a big. I don't know how many girls they had at theirs. So there's a lot of cam models. There was a lot. I mean, there was strippers and there were dancers and there
the
were
the strippers. They just had that for entertainment because every so often was either a cage or a pole,
right?
That they were actually entertaining. Nothing like walking around a corner and here's this guy on a stripper pole with these net boxer shorts on and his dick just I'm like going, huh? That was funny.
Yeah, and it was just an of. Of BDSM items.
What
there.
Was across from us? Oh, booty butter.
Booty butter, yep. A couple of different lubes.
Booty butter.
Booty butter.
There was like the chocolate male enhancement.
There's a custom mask shop. There's a glass blowing stand where they have a glass blowing business and then also do specialized in dildos. And which is, everybody's very, very friendly, but. All the cool stuff. There's so much stuff going on out there all the time. They had two different stages going with events. Not to mention seminars going on upstairs.
I was gonna say seminars.
We didn't hit any seminars mm-hmm. because we were busy. We're hanging out in the booth and we were just taking it all in and talking with people. Really. So it was exceedingly badass all the way across the board. So before the show started.
Because I had to be upstairs at 4.
That's right. Yeah, so you got told, you got raided, right, by actor, best sexy, best picture, and he was spilling on soaps, and he's still active. He had multiple shoots all weekend long. And so this guy's had his...
You can sit and stare at it. You want to sit and stare at it? Keep going.
Caught up.
So a swinger 10 or a porn 10? And he goes, oh, no, porn star 10.
Yeah.
And she's like, really?
Yeah, yeah. So that
I didn't
that,
know there were pictures of me.
Yep, had to get pictures taken of you
with a date thing.
With the date, so they knew they were modern pictures. So that because Michelin's got some places she wants to submit your pictures to for you. Mm-hmm. So that again, it's a chance. The cool thing
I don't
is,
know if
is,
she said 50 plus or 30 plus.
There was both. And a couple movies. So that's what's so cool is that. Again, the people that we met and got a chance to meet you. It was, I wouldn't say it was like a constant interview process, but to a degree, it kind of was.
It kind of felt like it.
It kind of was, but I mean, what's nice about that is that these people would have said, "Hey, this probably isn't for you. I mean, you know, they have been around. They would, if it's not for you, it's not for you. So they're excited about doing that. They're not just, not everybody that walks up, hey, let's submit stuff for you. That's not how that works. So that's pretty damn exciting. That's pretty fucking cool. So, yeah, it gets, it's, you know, I mean, who knows? Who knows where this will go from here?
Yeah, I don't know.
Up, down, sideways, stand on your head. Pile driver position. No. The thing is, the learning curve with this stuff, there is a learning curve. There's a lot of it that's very similar to swinging. There really is. Some of it's more similar than one might think. But there's just differences as you go through. You have to figure it out. And you until you're exposed to it, until you see it, you don't get it. Now, it's too bad. We had to end up leaving Sunday. Like, the show ran Sunday until, I think it went till 6 Sunday night. But we had to get on the road because we had to get home. And we ended up power driving home. 26 hours in a car is a long fucking time. Even with people you love, that's a long fucking time. And our old age showed through, like, really bad.
Yeah, I'm still withdrawals from them.
Yeah, as we got through there. But that was, it was just, it's very fucking cool. It's very exciting to see where this will go. Just, I'm still dreaming. There were so many hot girls there. Oh, my God.
Yeah, Cole's phrase was, oh, my.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my.
Yeah, yeah. It was. So what did Cole learn out of this? Cole learned some great camera shit. Cole also learned that he'll go ahead and spend the money to be tested also. Not gonna make that mistake again. Because that was a fucking horrible decision. It wasn't a horrible decision on my part, but yeah, I kicked around either way on it. And I don't regret either way, but it's like, oh, well, you know, just for future reference, it would probably go ahead and get tested because, wow.
Yeah.
That was pretty fucking. You just, I don't think I've seen that. I'm still dreaming about asses. I mean, because there were some fucking hot asses walking around there.
There was a few.
And they're all in high heels and they're all in thongs. And it's like, I'll be damned. My neck is sore. I'm gonna swivel. You know.
Like, Cole, look at that one.
No shit.
Cole, look at that one.
I mean, it was just like, it was like, wow. It was cool. And it was, I'm still blown away by just some of the fucking, I got to talk, because I was going around talking to some of the people for stuff, obviously, for the radio station or whatever. So I got to talk to a lot of people, and which was cool. And, you know, like, we got to spend in the booth, we were spending time with the Sparks, because they're relatively new in it, and kind of their experiences going through. You just got to hear a lot of experiences with it, and where everybody in the family knew we were new, they're like, hey, this is shit you need to know. Like, it was, you couldn't ask for a more honest discussion with people. It's like what we try to do with this for swingers, they were doing with us, which was fucking badass. So, you know, that was really fucking cool. So, yeah, you got some good shit getting coming out. We've got a lot of work we've got to do. We've got a lot of places we've got to put you and get you and whatever. And so that's on my list of things to fucking hammer through and do. Lots of shit we got to do. So, how excited are you for November?
Pretty excited. I think it'll be way more active. So it's supposed to be the bigger one. Miami's the smaller show. So it's supposed to be the bigger show, and I'll have no problem asking people if they want to go do it.
I don't think you'll have to ask much. I think we'll have more shit set up ahead of time.
Yeah, probably.
But now that we know, now we know the lay of the land and how it's done, and now we have people that we can reference back and go, hey, you know, that can kind of guide and direct a little bit better. That'll be a huge part of it as well. That'll be pretty fucking cool. So we'll be able to do some of that. I had all kinds of girls. I was like, you should go ask them. And actually, I got told, and it was really kind of funny because I should have done it. They're like, you need to just walk in and go, hey, my wife would like to shoot guns. And who else told me that? Izzy told me that.
Oh.
Yeah. So talk about that. So we saw some things we hadn't seen before also.
Okay.
You walked the dog. You walked the puppy.
I walked puppy Ash.
Yep, you walked puppy Ash. Mm-hmm. And that was...
That was actually... It was empowering.
Okay. Tell
explain A, that. For one thing, dogs don't walk behind you. They're usually leading you. But he wanted to be led. Okay. So I walk a dog and everybody's staring and pointing and one girl's, can I get your picture? Sure.
So, and there were some others out there. There were other puppies out there.
And when they met, it was cute.
So, if you go on Twitter, he's on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's
Bad Pup Ash or something.
Yeah, Bad Pup Ash. Look him up. Because like I said, he was supposed to have 4 scenes that day on Saturday. But, and people like, because you guys were gone, because you did that on Saturday. Yeah, Saturday, because you were in your outfit. And you guys were gone for probably...
Oh, walking him.
Yeah, you guys were gone probably for... I'll bet you were gone for 45 minutes.
Yeah.
And even just when you first started to walk away, I'm about to put pictures on Twitter of that, because I have pictures of you walking him.
And everybody looking.
Yeah, and people stopping to talk to you and stuff. And they told you that would happen.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, okay, yeah, but you didn't anticipate that it was going to be like that was it's very, very cool. Again,
and he wanted to be put in a kennel, so I put him in a kennel because they had that in their little BDSM dungeon thing.
The cool thing is, again, you're it's a lot like what we've always tried to do with KSNs or KWN, excuse me, is that you saw a whole different types of worlds, you know, the BDSM world, the kinks, fetishes, and there was a lot of different ones, all different ones there. And everybody, it's a business. It's mature. It's like, hey, look, if that's not your thing, rock on. Just go down 2 more booths and there will be your thing. And it's not like even just from the people that were just attending the event, it's that's really fucking cool. And it's amazing if you will fucking open your mind just for a little bit and talk to people that are into these other things and these other kinks, that number one, you'll learn shit. Like, because when I heard that he was coming, I envisioned a furry. And that is not he is not a furry. That is not a furry fucking least. No way, no how. So it's like, okay, oh wow. Well, this is totally different fucking ball game. So it's amazing on that shit when you actually, you know, give shit a chance and open your mind and close your mouth for just a few seconds. What you can actually learn and see and figure out what's going on.
Yeah.
It was interesting listening to conversations. Just around, you know, as you're in the bar area or the breakfast area, and you're listening to conversations, and it is very much a community. It's very much word travels fast in a community, good and bad.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's that degree of a protection. If someone's a fucking dirtbag, like, it's going to get around really fucking fast. Really fucking fast. And so that's kind of... That's another similarity to swinging. I mean, that you have there. There's a community thing. Like anything, is there drama? Of course there is. That's, you know, you're involving sex and money. So yes, absolutely. But it was, these fucking people can party.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, the fuckers will go and go and go.
It's like
and
by
go,
4 o'clock, we're like, you know, we're gonna go to bed.
Yeah, I mean, and
how late did you stay up? Oh, until 6.
Yeah. Well, a Sunday. When we went down to breakfast at 10.
Was it 10?
Yeah.
Yeah.
One guy hadn't went to bed yet.
Yeah.
So he was eating and then going to go up and go to bed for a little while. I mean, that's fucking people hit it. They fucking party. They make the absolute most of it. It's like, holy shit. That's some hardcore shit.
And it's Saturday night, that bar, the hotel bar was packed.
Oh, yeah. And there were after-hour parties going on all over the place that were put on. So, I mean, there's stuff going on all over the city with it. But that hotel bar was packed. And there were people shooting. Victoria was doing a shoot. She had a shoot that started at 11 Saturday night. Mm-hmm. It's amazing how much work they do, because I think Victoria that day had four shoots. She had started, she had one at like 9 in the morning, one in the middle of the day.
But she was also working a booth.
Right, and then she had one after at 11 o'clock that night, just was a photo shoot that night, plus then she worked her booth. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, they're fitting all this stuff in, you know, in between still working their booths and still doing all their other stuff. I mean, they're partying hard, but they're working fucking,
yeah.
They're working hard. You have to work on your stamina.
Well, I need to get to that point first, then we'll worry about working on stamina. I need to get popular like that first.
No, you're staying awake stamina.
Needed.
You're staying awake stamina.
I can stay awake if I had to.
Yeah, but you can't have giant bags under your eyes and look like...
Okay, that's an issue.
That you can't look like you're just like fucking... There's only so much, you know, I don't know what...
Kind of I'm make it old. Better. Give me a break.
You're not that old. They're not... Well, it's not kind of... Don't fucking do sleepy eye glare at me, bitch. You know damn good and well you're kind of old.
I know I'm old.
But you're not that old.
Okay, speaking of age, the 12. Two ladies that were there...
In their 70s?
In their 70s.
In their 70s?
One was like 72 or some shit.
Yeah, and still fucking, still going, working.
Yeah.
Still producing content, yeah. And actually, didn't look too damn bad.
No.
Did not look too damn bad at all. It's like, wait a minute, what? Because one was 72 and one was older and one was like 74 or something.
No, I think one was like 60-something.
69? Yeah. Because one was a nurse and everybody goes, cool. Because she was actually an RN. Because she was the one you said that it was, had was
wearing. She was walking around telling everybody that the outfit she had on was what, when she got pinned, that was her outfit.
Yeah. And it was not a new outfit, but no, she looked good. There, I've never seen so many pounds upon pounds of boobage.
Yeah, they're somewhat back-breaking boobs. Holy crap!
There are some gals out there, and to each their own. Whatever works for you, rock the fuck on. But you try not to do you try not to be like when you first start swinging, you're just like. Oh, yeah, just the stare factor. Because, honestly, you know, this is... you're seeing things that you see in the magazines, but now it's live in person. There's a bodybuilder girls page that I follow on Twitter. And several of those girls were there. I remember recognizing them from Twitter. I mean, they could fucking rip me to shreds. They could kill me. Mm-hmm. And without even fucking trying. And there were some of the girls that, I mean, literally had just... There's one girl walked by, and I'm just like, I know my jaw just hit the floor. I'm staring like a fucking complete.
You want the really gigantic ones?
Yeah, I'm just like, good God! But I think it's kind of cool. It's unique. The first time you're seeing, there's just something about it. Shit, since I was a kid, seeing in magazines.
You like your boobs?
I do. But shit, since I was seeing in magazines and shit as a kid, and now you're seeing it like live. Mm-hmm. And so it hits a different, like, I almost equate it to the first time you see people fuck, and when you're a swinger, that it's like, it's not like you didn't know people fucked,
but
the first time you see it live in person, it's like, well, I'll be damned, you know, holy shit, I'll be damned, this is something, and that's literally what it is, and honestly... You would think after 13 years in the lifestyle, this would be like, oh, yeah, whatever. But I think it's because you know that it's a little bit different. Mm-hmm. You know, again, some of the most interesting conversations. One was with Izzy, Victoria's husband. He talked about how, you know, he can shoot scenes with her in them, and nothing doesn't turn him on. Nothing while he's shooting because he's working. And that, you know, now it goes, after I get done editing, I'm like, hey, let's watch this together. Mm-hmm. Totally different response. But that separation of working and just for the fun, it's totally different. It's totally different. And I can see that. I can get that. Because when we, on Saturday night, we were doing your thing, and I was kind of being like a happy assistant. You know, I was taking the still pictures. Mm-hmm. You are so seriously and go out to make sure you're not in the way or casting a shadow stupid or doing something fucking stupid. Like, and here's Cole's hand, you know, or something dumb in there. Like, is this right? And you put your head in the middle. That you don't really, you see it, but you don't see it. Mm-hmm. And so that part is unique. In the short time, getting to see the stuff that we saw, I'm excited. Because obviously, you know, we'll shoot content up here. Because we can't go to the coast every time. We can't just wait right. till the Exoticas to do this. So I'm excited to now that I have a better understanding, and those guys are so fucking cool, like Joe and like Izzy and a bunch of them, they would answer anything I ask them, you know. Now that getting to sit there and talk to them about stuff, going, hey, yeah, you just do this, a little more of an understanding, like, I'm excited for you to shoot some content up here because to put it into action. And now I feel like I have somewhere that we can take and send to and go, okay, hey, take a look at this. You know, is this bad? Is this good? Because they'll be honest with you. They'll tell you. They'll tell you, yeah, okay, that fucking sucked.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just saying. I don't know. I'm stoked. So I'm jazzed. It is what it is. Okay, so that being said, we are going to Exotica in November, so we're getting our tickets here pretty soon for that, because we will be back out there in November. We're still trying to decide if we'll go to the Exotica in December. I don't know yet, because it's only a month after the one in November. But
yeah, we might.
We'll just have to see.
Getting a little too close to other events.
What other events? What are the other events?
KWN.
Well, I probably should have a date for KWN before I worry about that. Just saying. It's on my list of things to do this week. No, actually it's not. I'm not doing a damn thing with it until after KSN. That's all it is. But we still have spots for KSN. A few left because it's our last summer event coming up. And then a race for Halloween. Dun 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 dun. Gallop on we go. So make sure that you check out and go to CrazyCasma.com and get your tickets to KSN or to our Halloween party. We sure would love to have you there as well. Or if you'd like to be a sponsor of our event, we sure would love to have you do that also. Check that out. Don't forget, you want to go and get signed up for Amanda's Miss Amanda Casma on OnlyFans. Get signed up for that. We will have some new stuff coming out shortly, soon. Soon, shortly. A little both. We're going to do some shoot. We're going to do some
content. Post something every day.
Yeah, you post stuff every day. And we're going to do some content out at KSN also. So we'll get some stuff for you then, too. And plus stuff from Exotic. Some other just cool, fun pictures. We got some short videos
to put on. Once I get approval or get the release stuff from Sean, then I can post.
Yeah, we've got some stuff. We're waiting on some release stuff. So we'll get some stuff out there. But you want to get signed up. Don't wait. Don't delay. Again, our sponsors, MotorBunny.com, SN Lifestyle Magazine.com, SmokeAndMeatsBBQTreats.com. NoMoreWetSpots.com, and finally, MyCupCondom.com/discount/Casma10. Make sure you check all those out as well. Follow us, at TruthCrazy on Twitter. You can follow Miss Amanda, which is at Miss Amanda Casma on Twitter, so make sure you give her a follow as well. Follow us on TikTok, Casma, YouTube, Casma. See, there's a theme here. Casma, 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 Casma. Send us an email at crazy.casma@gmail.com. Imagine. Check out all the stuff. We got some new stuff coming. Get ready also as well. Go and make the big announcement now. In coming soon, be ready for it. There will be a Miss MRSAMANDA.com website coming up, being built and made. That will be all things Miss Amanda. Special Miss Amanda and Miss Amanda stuff only. So you'll want to make sure you check that out. We'll keep you up to date on that. Don't forget to follow us on Full Swap Radio. And go to Full Swap Shop to get all of your merch and merch needs that you might have. With that being said, kids, we are going to get out of here early because my voice is going quick. Doing it the only way I know how, the only way I want to, and the only way I ever fucking will. Casma style. Out.
Bye.